Dennis Tech of Radio Birdman, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-299-2456. Check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Danielle Ryu in Tivoli, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You're listening to Zach Poff's Pond Station, available at wavefarm.org/listen. If you click on the listen button on any WGXC.org page, you can hear the sounds from the bottom of one of the Wave Farm ponds, thanks to the hydrophones Zach Poff has put there. The radio artist is surveilling the underwater sounds in Greene County, and you can go to wavefarm.org/listen or click on any WGXC.org page and click on the listen button to listen to transmissions from inside a Wave Farm pond from morning until sundown from Zach Poff's Pond Station.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here to start off the new year with some leftovers from the year in geek, including theme remixes of Transformers and The Amazing Digital Circus, as well as a belated tribute to the original Harlequin of Crime, and a preview of the many leftovers from One Hitter's recently completed trip through the 70s. Now let's start with Geek Speak. As I passingly shouted on last installment, there's serious talk of a Paramount Warner's merger. Respective chiefs Bob Backlash and David Zaslav held a preliminary meeting shortly before Christmas, while Paramount parent company National Amusements owner Sherry Redstone had a separate meeting with Zaslav focusing on the possibility of selling off CBS. This comes on top of Bloomberg reporting Paramount is looking to sell off BET and VH1, with BET CEO Scott Mills and Byron Allen the interested buyers. The next day, however, Wall Street sent a clear message they're iffy on further mergers, both companies' stocks facing small slides in value. analysts saying the poor outcomes of the Viacom-Paramount merger, the Disney-Fox merger, and, well, every merger Warner's has made since AOL, have cooled merger mania, at least among the investor class. Then there's the FTC, which since the Biden administration began, has found its teeth again. Whatever the case, nothing could happen until April, when a moratorium on further acquisitions by Warner's Discovery ends. The new year brings new additions to the public domain, including Chaplin's The Circus, Harold Lloyd's Speedy, The Joker Inspiring the Man Who Laughed, Virginia Woolf's Orlando, J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan, and the second Winnie the Pooh book featuring the debut of Tigger, meaning you can expect him in the sequel to Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey. Speaking of which, the biggest transition to public domain is Steamboat Willie, the debut of a certain rodent mascot. Of course, Disney took precautions long ago to limit usage, including adding an image from that short to their opening fanfare, not to mention numerous trademarks still under protection, and the more modern conceptions of the character are still under their grasp. But of course, there's still some horror cash-ins coming, as right after the trailer for Mickey's Mousetrap, it was announced the Terrifier 2 producers are working on their own, and there's also an indie video game named Infestation 88 coming. The unionization train is coming for Pandora, as the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees announced through their website that VFX workers at Cameron's Lightstorm Entertainment have filed for an election to join their union. The MCU big bad, should it continue to be Kang, will have a new face. Following a guilty verdict in Jonathan Majors' trial for reckless assault and harassment, it was announced the actor is out as the multiversal conqueror. Just weeks after it was confirmed, Steven Yeun would be in 2025's Thunderbolts, likely as a mentally troubled Superman analog The Sentry. The Walking Dead vet Invincible star has dropped out, citing schedule conflicts brought about by the strikes, and saying he hopes to play some role in the MCU in the future. While those reports the Disney Plus Wonder Man series was dead turned out to be premature, I think the following item does mean the live-action Wakanda spinoff has gone to the ancestral plane. While promoting What If Season 2, it was announced a new animated series is on the way called Eyes of Wakanda, which will tell stories from the kingdom's history of warriors traveling the world to retrieve vibranium artifacts. Over in the DCU, James Gunn revealed on Threads that the Matt Reeves Arkham Asylum series is no longer set in his Batverse, but the rebooted DCU. He also shot down reports the Batman 2 would feature any of the following villains: Hush, Clayface, Scarecrow, and Professor Pig. Another MCU could be coming, as producer Robbie Brenner told Hollywood Reporter there's a good chance Mattel properties could cross over. To be fair, the example she used sounds kind of fun, a heist movie where kids try to steal the Basquiat and Warhol-designed Barbie dolls kept at corporate headquarters. Starting off her first set is the theme from one of the many good or interesting short-lived MTV animated series of the 90s, when everything that didn't come out of Liquid TV or Beavis and Butthead didn't get past a season, and the only truly awful one was the Brothers Grunt. Here's the opening theme from Downtown by Kimson Albert.
never knew that our romance had ended until you poisoned my food. And I thought it was a lark when you kicked me in the park. But now I think it was rude. I never knew that you and I were finished until that bottle hit my head. Though I tried to be aloof when you pushed me off the roof, I feel our romance is dead. Wouldn't have been so bad if you had told me that someone had taken my place. But no, no, you didn't even scold me. You just tried to disfigure my face. You'll never know how this heart of mine is breaking. It looks so hopeless, but then life used to be so placid. Won't you please put down that acid and say that we're sweethearts again?
That set ended with a much belated tribute to Arlene Sorkin, the original Harley Quinn, sing and say we're sweethearts again from a classic episode of Batman, the animated series, where that was Epic Games Music's Jack Black's Peaches But Synthwave, which followed John G. Music's remix of the theme from the breakout webtoon The Amazing Digital Circus. And the block began with Kimson Albert's theme song for the MTV True Life-inspired animated series Downtown. Another month, another Doctor Who spinoff rumor, but one with some more teeth, or in this case, gills. ProductionListen.com added a listing for The War Between the Land and the Sea, describing the miniseries as, quote, a spinoff of the fantasy action saga Doctor Who that will feature the Sea Devils, unquote, with Davis writing and filming in Cardiff starting in March. That said, this echoes the first rumor I remember reporting, Monster Focus, and it's not a leap to say it could feature a unit and even a past Doctor, but if true, it could also be a smokescreen, the Eggleston season filmed under the title Torchwood. Oh, and internet scooper Daniel RPK says talks have happened in regards to finally bringing that back. The full story of Paul Atreides' rise and fall may be closer to being told in film than we thought, as while we're promoting Dune Part 2, director Denis Villeneuve says the script for Dune Messiah is close to completion, and just recently told Cine21 that while he has 4 projects in the works overall, including Cleopatra and Rendezvous with Rama, he can't rule out going straight on to his 3rd Dune installment. The Mandalorian's journey may continue on into film instead of streaming. While Season 4 was presumed to begin production later this year, on the hot mic, Jeff Snyder said it's being reworked into a movie and could end up beating the Rey-led New Jedi Order as the first theatrical Star Wars since somehow Palpatine returned. The future of the world in Ice and Fire may be even more animated than thought. Previously, it had been said one potential spinoff, The Golden Empire, focusing on E.T., would be animated, but in a recent blog post, the cruel true god of that world, George R.R. Martin, said 4 of the potential spinoffs developed in recent years were eyed for that format, with 2 shelved and replaced with the oft-mentioned 9 Voyages, aka the young Corliss the Sea Snake Larion Chronicles, being reimagined as animated due to budget issues that would come from filming on the sea and creating new ports for him to adventure in every season. A Marvel title being made by Warners could happen, as the Hollywood Reporter broke that the classic epic imprint title Alien Legion is in development for a film adaptation. Created by Carl Potts, Alan Zelenets, and Frank Sirocco, in 1983, and focused on a peacekeeping group for the overly bureaucratic melting pot of the Galactic Union, Deadpool director Tim Miller is currently attached. All good things come to an end, even those that happen in the shadows. Deadline confirmed the upcoming 6th season of What We Do in the Shadows will be the end of the road for the Clueless Vamps and their hairy familiar. Good Omens is now officially a trilogy, as Amazon announced a 3rd season for Crowley and Aziraphale's Adventures begins production soon. finishing the story began in Gaiman and Pratchett's original novel and the sequel they outlined before Sir Terry's untimely passing. The Stranger Things verse trip to the stage may continue beyond the first Shadow. Deadline's Breaking Bad broke that, along with the origin story of Vecna moving to from the East End to Broadway in the near future. Plans are shaping for a full trilogy of plays spaced out over 2 to 3 years. Calling It One will play off the prequel novel exploring the origins of the project, Eleven's parents, and Hopper's time in Nam. Hydrolite Bulbs, as Netflix confirmed that they and MGM have begun developing a Wednesday spinoff focusing on Fred Armisen's Uncle Fester. Taking us to the bottom of the hour is another block of La Orchestra Cinematique epic remixes, starting with Transformers Rise of the Beast.
Thank you.
Forgotten Geek on WGXC continues, coming out of a little orchestra cinematique set of epic remixes to begin with Transformers Rise of the Beast, then Blue Beetle, and finally Secret Invasion. The next three installments of Forgotten Geek will be dedicated to the many songs and tributes that didn't make one-hitter 70s. So many, it spilled over into the next installment. First up is Hardcore Synth's ADD take on The Hustle. We'll be right back.
1. Can't get no sleep.
That's a chicken tic-tac.
No time to fear. It's DEFCON 1.
No time to eat.
So get me some Big Mac fries to go.
Give me Big Mac fries to go.
Give me Big Mac fries to go.
Give me Big Mac. Give me fries to go.
Fries to go,
give me Big Mac, fries to go,
give me Big Mac, fries to go,
give me Big Mac, give me fries to go.
That was Popolite itself with DEFCON 1, which among its deck of samples includes elements of Funky Town. Prior to that was 16 Volts' reinterpretation of Turn in Japanese, preceded by Book of Love giving that treatment to Tubular Bells, and began with Hardcore Synth's sped-up version of The Hustle. Final set of the day begins with the Halloween Dancers' re-lyric take on Kung Fu Fighting.
Everybody is kung fu fighting. Huh. Ha. Your mind becomes fast as lightning. I know the future is a little bit frightening.
Little bit frightening.
It's the book of your life that you're writing.
Life you're writing.
You're a diamond in the rough, a brilliant ball of clay. You could be a work of art, ha, if you just go all the way.
Look out!
Now what would it take to break?
Jeez.
I believe that you. Not only do you have to fight, but you have got to win. Everybody is kung fu fighting. Your mind becomes fast as lightning.
Yeah, yeah.
I know the future is a little bit fright.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was blue, like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like that. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking me down. And she started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Summer night, the land of the dollar bill, the town of Chicago died. They talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to break this town his own, and they're running in the street in the sound of marching feet. I heard my mama cry, I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what about the people saw? Brother, what about the people saw? Yes, indeed. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what about the people saw? Brother, what about the Billy was? Yes, indeed. And then there was no sound at all, but the knock upon the door. And the
something just opened wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died, I heard him pray. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a fight to the song. Brother, what a night to beat the song. Glory be. I heard my mama cry.
Yes, indeed.
After the Halloween Dancer's inspirational rewrite of Kung Fu Fighting, we heard the legendary Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen's cover of Hot Rod Lincoln, giving them their greatest Billboard chart success, peaking at number 9 on June 3, 1972. The then-90s alt-rockers Yola Tango made the night Chicago died a little more bearable. And we concluded with Me First and the Gimme Gimme's takes on Rainbow Connection. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks to start these 70s one-hitter leftovers. Stay safe as we go out with Funkadelic's I'll Bet You.
I bet you.
You can't know what's going on if you see.